Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went to an interactive dinner theater production in a historic home. Did they experience some unscripted activity while they were there?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Call in, share your real ghost story. We'd love to hear it. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get in on all of the extras on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Advanced episodes, ad-free, the whole archive, ad-free. When you subscribe as a premium member on Apple Podcasts, and then you have to subscribe to our specific EPP bonus channel to get access to all of the advanced episodes right there. You'll have access once you subscribe, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Let's go over to our first call of the day and hear a real ghost story. Hi.
Hello, Tony, Todd, Carol, Kathy, and Harper. This is Jessica calling from Pennsylvania. I've called a whole bunch of times, and y'all have aired pretty much every single one of my stories. And I thought I was done, but I've got one more for you. So I'm calling. It's currently October 24th, 2023. This past weekend, my husband and I were visiting friends in Connecticut. And just a quick side note, we spent a day in Mystic, Connecticut. If you ever have the chance to go there, you should. It's absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous. There's tons of shops and restaurants. Oh, and it's haunted AF. So, Carol, maybe you and Harper could visit sometime. It's beautiful. There's a haunted bookstore called Alice's. It's wonderful. Anyway, so friends of ours started this group called, I think it's called Escapism Productions, and they do like, they do an interactive like show every October. And the show that they did this year was in Hartford, Connecticut. And it was at the, I think it's called the Isham Perry House, which is very haunted and very, very old and very historic. So the story that they were doing this year was, there were paranormal investigators that were there investigating a disappearance. Three people like came for a dinner party, and like they disappeared one night. This was in the 1800s, and they disappeared and they were never heard from again, and whatever. So they were using like, it was all fictional. It was a made up story, but the ghost hunting equipment was real. So there was an EMF detector, a REM pod, and a spirit box. A REM pod is just like, it picks up like temperature differences, and like if you get near it, the lights go off, and like it's a cool little thing. And like whenever one of us would get near it, it would light up and go crazy, and you know, it at one point it picked up a temperature difference, and we're like, okay. Somebody was walking around with an EMF detector, and he picked up something, but we chalked it up to, oh well, there's a lamp and it's plugged in, so that's probably what's setting that off. And there was a spirit box that was setting stuff up, that, you know, it was like giving off words and stuff. And I thought the entire time that all of the ghost hunting stuff was part of the show. And I found out later that no, it wasn't. All of that stuff, they have no control over. They only have control over the story. They don't actually control the ghost hunting equipment. So something was setting off the REM pod, and something was definitely communicating through the spirit box. I don't remember the words that were said through the box. But yeah. And again, the EMF detector, it was a lamp, so who knows. And my friend actually stated that the previous night it was going off by a candy dish, and they have no explanation for that. And even said that sometimes the ghost hunting equipment doesn't go off at all. So there you go. Take that for what you will. But I didn't know. Keep in mind, I didn't know any of that. I thought that that was part of the show. Okay. So at one point during the show, your group gets split up, and it's like you go with each actor that's playing a ghost. Excuse me. So my friend Rosie and I ended up upstairs with two of the actors. One was a ghost and one was not. And we were upstairs and we were doing the interactive play with him, whatever. And I felt super uncomfortable in that room. Like, I kept looking behind me. Like, I was really uncomfortable with having my back towards a door. But in the room that I was in, there was really no way that my back wasn't going to be facing a door. It was just how it was. So we're up there and we're talking to the gentleman who's playing the character Benedict, who's a ghost. And we're reading something, like we're reading a piece of paper, and I had my head down, and I all of a sudden stopped and I whipped around behind me because I was 100% certain that there was somebody behind me. And there was nobody there. And I just looked at my friend and the other two actors and I was like, sorry guys, I swear there was somebody walking up behind me. And then we just dove right back into the story. And my friend was like, dude, I'm like, I'm sorry. I swear to God, there was somebody behind me. So like I said, I didn't know that the ghost hunting equipment, all that stuff, was not part of the show. So when I found out, I was like, yeah, I swear to God, I felt somebody behind me upstairs in the bedroom. And they were like, yeah, I think her name was Lucy, was the woman that used to live there. So yeah, that was Lucy's bedroom. And I'm like, great. Then when we were at dinner, my husband was like, did you guys hear a cat? And they all looked at him and said, what did you say? And he said, did you hear a cat? Because I heard a cat meow. And my friend Kieran was like, yeah, Lucy had a cat. And I'm just like, oh, dear God. Like, okay. Like, he was the only one that heard the cat. So he heard a cat meow. I felt something walking up behind me. And my friend Rosie was also feeling stuff, like watching her behind her. It's called the Isham Terry House. I'm almost positive. It's very historic in Hartford, Connecticut, and it's very haunted. I don't really know the history behind the house. But yeah, so the interactive story that was about ghosts were there, and we also dealt with actual ghosts, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, Hartford, Connecticut, y'all. It was awesome, though. Highly recommend it. So yeah, if you're ever in Connecticut, check out Mystic, because it's haunted AF. And if you're there in October, check out Escape Ism Productions, because you might run into a ghost there too. All right, thanks y'all. I really appreciate it, and I hope to hear this on the show sometime. Have an amazing day, week, month, whatever. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
That's pretty creepy.
I looked at their Facebook page, and I would absolutely love to do this because it's kind of like dinner theater murder mystery sort of concept, but they're telling this story. But at the same time, you're doing it in an actual haunted house with actual ghost hunting equipment.
Yeah.
So there's this weird line of what's real, what's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But your equipment is what's going off and you can't fake that. I just think that it sounds so freaking cool.
That'd be really...
It makes me want to write one and do it somewhere.
Yeah.
The other thing, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but your daughter and I have an ongoing list of places we want to go visit.
Okay.
So, anytime you want to fund that, we're open to it. But every time we hear of a new place, like if I told her about this, she'd be like, let's go. Let's go right now.
Can I have off of school? Come on, Dad. I can get off of school for that. Come on. It's educational. Yeah.
I'll do all my homework. I'll get it in advance. I can do homework when I'm gone.
She'll somehow find a way to finagle it. I can guarantee.
She's so cute. She's got everything from going to Egypt to a cruise ship to Philadelphia. Like, we've got plans.
To Egypt.
That was one day. She was, let's go to Egypt. But we've been thinking about going to Ireland is another one.
Why not?
Because I think that we could go to Ireland and her and I would look like we belong there. With her... I went there once before and people kept asking me for directions and I'm like, I'm from the U.S.
There a lot of redheaded people in Ireland?
Yes.
All over? Like, it's like brown hair here almost?
Yes. So I really fit in wherever I went.
Yeah.
Harper would totally. She looks like a little Irish kid.
Yeah, she does. That's funny.
So that's another place that we want to go. So just know that. That's why she said that you, your daughter and I are constantly talking on our episodes about places we want to go.
Someday we'll just send you on a big tour all over.
I love that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Thank you for sharing that that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. That's going to wrap up this episode. If you want access to all the bonus episodes and all of the advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check it out on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there. Over on patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com, where you can get all the extras right there to binge away on anytime you want. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.